Well, we like to talk with our friend Mark Saltzman at this time on Thursdays, get all of our tech news.
The machines are getting smarter. This is Tech Talk, brought to you by Skynet.
Mark Saltzman, well, we talked about it earlier. Wordle, there's a way to play more than once a day. If you just Google Wordle Archive, you can play the game from the beginning.
That sounds fun.
It's not, though.
Yeah, once a day. Well, once a day isn't enough for many people. I mean, it's a long time to wait.
It just makes
people wake up at like 7 in the morning and they play and then they're like, okay, got to wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, I do that. I play it first thing to get the old brain charged up.
You can also play Ludl, L-E-W-D-L-E, which is a dirty version of Wordle. Created by Gary Whitta, who is a screenwriter, and he is my former editor at PC Gamer magazine, and he's in your fine state.
Yeah, oh my God, that
he
is
created Ludl.
Genius.
They have like 890,000 people playing this already. So L-E-W-D-L-E, if you Google it, it is also a free profanity-laden version.
Oh my gosh.
There you go. But wow, can you believe this?
I'm going to get in
phenomenon?
Trouble
this
for playing
insane.
This at work.
Know, it's fine. Have fun. Let me know next week how you fared. But what a great game this Wordle.
Well, and what I'm amazed at, and I mentioned this, and you actually mentioned this also before when we've talked about it, is it's not monetized, which is amazing because the amount of popularity that this thing has gotten over the last couple of weeks and the number of people that I see posting their successes, you know, I got it in two guesses, or I thought I got it in three guesses. Mm-hmm. There's whoever the guy was that came up with this, he could be sitting on millions of dollars right now, perhaps. And he's at this point, at least, not monetized it.
That's part of the appeal, I think, is that you don't have to, it's not an app, it's a free website with no ads. You, there's no like newsletter you need to subscribe to, or nothing's being done with your data. It's, I think that's refreshing. And now all the companies are, if you're on Twitter, you'll see all the companies are trying to use the Wordle phenomenon to help market their products. So they're jumping on the bandwagon, even though they aren't in charge of the game. But that's the appeal, right? There's no in-app purchases. There's no advertisements. I love it. It's a fun game. I'm sure many of your listeners, if they haven't yet played, they've seen those little yellow and green squares all over their social media feeds wondering what the heck is this all about? Or they're at the point where they're like, I don't want to know anything about Wordle anymore. Leave me alone. But don't knock it till you try it. It's a fun little innocent 5 minutes a day or less diversion that helps keep your brain sharp.
I've put in a couple of profanities that Ludl will not accept.
Really?
Yeah.
You're already playing? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I'm listening.
Okay. Yeah. Multitasking. Okay.
One of the things that I have discovered today is that one of the reasons why it's special is because you can only play once a day. Yeah. And so there's an appetite for it, right? There's not like it's a supply-demand type of a thing. There's not an oversupply of it.
Yeah, that's right, because if it just kept going on and on and on, you'll get burned out.
Right.
So, I think that's part of the appeal. Again, as Gary said, it's very non-commercial. Like, there's no hidden sort of, you know, monetary motivation behind the scenes. And sharing your word, which you don't reveal your word because everybody in the world has the same word every day. So when you click share, I mean, that's part of the fun too, is the whole social media component. You don't have to do it at all. Like, my mom doesn't want to share, but she plays every day. But it's kind of fun to just see all the little green, and you can say, oh, I see, you know, and your listeners probably know how you play. You guess a 5-letter word, you've got 6 tries in which to do it. If it's a green letter, then that means you guess the correct letter in the right spot. If it's a yellow letter, then that letter is in the word, but it's in the wrong spot. And if it's gray, then it's not in the final word at all. But when you see just those little blocks on your friends' feeds, it's fun to compare, because some days have hard words, like when it's a double letter in the same word, right? Like robot last week, 2 O's, or Noel, like grassy Noel earlier this week with 2 L's. That could be tricky, right? Because you don't always assume there's going to be 2 of the same letters in the same word.
I think that they have tapped into something. The idea that there's one word a day, you have to wait for it, you only get one. It's the same word around the world. Everybody's trying the same puzzle. This seems like going back to what we saw when Apple really started coming out with the way the iPhone was going to work and the haptics, you know, the actual buzzing in your hand or your pocket, the ding sound, very, very specific things that appealed to this very weird lizard part of our brain where it, it tickles the right. Yeah, yeah. Very primal.
So I interviewed Dan Ackerman, who is a an editorial director at CNET, CNET.com. I interviewed him on my radio show and podcast, Tech It Out, which is going to drop on this weekend with my interview with him. And it's all about Wordle. And he thought that this is the right game at the right time for our world right now. Like we're almost 2 years deep into a pandemic. Social media can be very polarizing. Politically, right? So this is like a simple thing that we're all kind of unifying behind. Yeah, there's the grumpy curmudgeons who say, I don't want to see your Wordle thing enough. Like, if I see one more Wordle thing, I'm going to unfriend you or unfollow you. But for the most part, it's all a fun little collective thing we're doing. It's the same word every day for everybody. So I think it's a positive thing. And, you know, whether it tickles some weird primal instinct, I don't know. We can unpack it. It's just a fun word game. And the fact that you can share your progress with others without giving away the answer, I think is genius.
Yeah, that totally. Was very well done. How they,
what's your start word?
I may change it.
He uses the same word to start every time. I use a different word every time.
My start word was learn, but I think I'm going to change that. Because it's got, you know, the L, the E, the A, the R. Yep. Those are all pretty common. I think I might change it to add an S and a T in there, though.
The last one I used was raise, because it's got three vowels, and R and an S are pretty popular.
I know people who start their first word is always the answer from the day earlier.
Oh, that's a next level fandom, isn't it?
There's like a whole community of people. That's their first word. Yeah, I have a couple of go-tos. I use tears, sound, again, because of the S and the O and the U. It's fun.
Do you want to hear my joke?
Let's do it.
Is there a Canadian version of Wordle where the answer every day is sorry?
Nice. That's a good one. That's a good joke.
It's not offensive.
Can we ever have Mark on and not bring up Canada?
Right? I saw someone post yesterday the dolphin answer, the dolphin version of Wordle. It's E-E-E-E-E. Something stupid like that.
We are a dumb piece. Yes. That's what we are. Thanks, Mark, as always.
Got it, guys. Cheers.
Mark Zaltzman, and you can follow his Wordle successes on Twitter, Mark with a C_Zaltzman.